Lesson 171. Bug, collective, virus, microphone, embassy. What is a bug?
A bug is a collective word used for insects in general, or for a virus, such as an influenza bug, or for a small hidden microphone in an embassy, for example.
Hang up. When on the phone, what makes one person sometimes hang up before the other person has stopped speaking?
When on the phone, one person sometimes hangs up before the other person has stopped speaking because he is angry with the other person.
Chase. Cop equals slang for police officer. Do you like the sort of film that includes car chase scenes with cops chasing robbers, known as a cops and robbers film? Dissolve. How long does sugar take to dissolve in coffee?
Sugar takes only a matter of a few seconds to dissolve in coffee.
Pat. Is it easy to pat one's head and rub one's stomach at the same time? Why not?
No, it isn't easy to pat one's head and rub one's stomach at the same time because they're two different movements.
Explore, worthwhile, outer, inner, outskirts. Do you think it's worthwhile exploring outer space? What's the opposite of outer?
The opposite of outer is inner.
Would you or do you prefer to live in the inner city or on the outskirts? Fiction, non-fiction, literature, library, section. What's the opposite of fiction?
The opposite of fiction is fact.
The literature in a public library is usually divided into two sections called fiction and non-fiction. Which section interests you or would interest you most and why? Makeup, traffic jam, row, minor. Do you think a woman looks better with or without makeup? What sort of excuses do people make up when they are late for work?
The sort of excuses that people make up when they are late for work are that the train was late, they were caught in a traffic jam, etc.
If you fall out with a friend after a major row, how long is it before you make it up again with him or her? And how long do you take to make up after a minor row? If you were going to the cinema with a friend and he discovered that he hadn't enough money with him, would you be willing to make up the difference for him? Install, expert. Are you capable of installing a TV set in your home yourself, or would you have to get an expert to do it? Limp. What am I doing?
You're limping.
Put off, saying, after all. Do you believe in the saying, never put off until tomorrow that which you can do today?
Yes, I believe in the saying, never put off until tomorrow that which you can do today, because it gets the thing out of the way and out of one's mind, and allows one to relax and think of other things. Or, no, I don't believe in the saying, never put off until tomorrow that which you can do today, because if I put the thing off until tomorrow, it might not have to be done after all.
Sum. Subtract. Are international businessmen in the habit of carrying large sums of money around with them when they travel? Why not?
No, international businessmen are not in the habit of carrying large sums of money around with them when they travel because there is the danger of having the money stolen. They use credit cards instead.
Are you any good at sums, i.e. adding and subtracting? Route. Which route do you follow when you go home? Vocabulary with examples. Send for. The headmaster demanded that the guilty boy be sent for immediately.
Upkeep. Finance. The upkeep of the old castle was financed by the visiting public paying an entrance fee.
In turn, if you will form an orderly queue, I will deal with each of your complaints in turn.
Postal. The postal service in this part of the country is not very efficient.
Work up enthusiasm. We worked up enthusiasm for the match through plenty of publicity.
Take away. If we take away 13 from 50, we are left with 37.
Relation. There is a certain relation between a person's height and weight, but it is not a fixed relationship.
Stoop. He stooped down to pick up the ring the lady had dropped on the floor. Through lack of exercise and through sitting watching too much television, he walks around with a permanent stoop.
Wipe up, wash up. She immediately wiped up the coffee that had been spilt on the table. I'll wash up the plates and dishes if you will wipe up.
Turning. Go straight down this road, take the second turning on your right, and you'll see the house you're looking for, about 100 yards down the road on your left-hand side.
Uppermost. The thought that was uppermost in my mind as our ship began to sink was, would the boats from the other ships get to us in time?
Give out. Blonde. Passer-by. A blonde-haired boy stood on the street corner giving out leaflets to passers-by. Note. The feminine form of blonde is spelt with an E at the end. B-L-O-N-D-E.
Mental. Although he is physically suited to the job, he does not have the right mental attitude to succeed at it.
Jumper. A jumper is similar to a sweater, except that a sweater is more often thought of as being for sport. A sweater was originally designed to make people sweat in order to lose weight. These days, the words jumper, sweater, and pullover are often used as though they indicate the same thing. The article used by women, however, is generally called a jumper, that used by men, a pullover, whilst a sweater is used both by men and women. A jumper, of course, is also one who jumps.
Contrast. The contrast between the two TV sets was very noticeable. One was much better than the other.
In prison. He had been in prison several times for minor offences before he decided to change his ways.
Attendance, attendant, invitation. The regular attendance by the students was quite good. The attendant at the door asked to see our invitation cards.
Coil, twist. To coil, to twist, and to wind are similar in meaning. We can, for example, say that we coil, twist, or wind a piece of string round our finger. We can also say a road coils, twists, or winds its way around a mountain valley. We do not, however, use twist or wind when we talk about a coil of rope, and neither do we use coil or twist when we say we wind up a watch or a clock.
Go by. Sometimes the days go by at such a frightening speed that the weekend arrives before we know what has happened. He goes by the house every evening at exactly the same time.
Sure. A surgeon needs a very sure hand when performing an operation.
Umpire, referee, get set, cricket. When starting a race, the umpire says either on your marks, get set, go, or ready, steady, go. Umpire and referee mean the same. Which word we use depends on the game. An umpire umpires a game of cricket, whilst a referee referees a game of football. A person is more likely to be called a referee in the type of game where he has to move around a lot. In tennis, for example, he is called an umpire, whilst in boxing, he is called a referee.
Have in. Let's have some friends in for a meal over the weekend. We have the builders in at the moment, so everything is very dusty.
Turnover. As we have already seen, the verb to turn over means to reverse the position of something. The noun turnover, on the other hand, means the amount of money passing through a business. For example, the firm's turnover this year is up 20% on last year.
Award. She won the award for best student of her year.
Leave on. Please don't leave the lights on when you go out, as it wastes electricity.
Colleague. A job is far more enjoyable if one gets on well with one's colleagues.
Vocabulary for translation. Alarm, bruise, canteen, carpenter, directions, instructions, elbow, filter, grill, lamb, oven, response, shoplifting.